Let's speak to Angeliki Soya now. He's a Manchester City councillor representing Wally Range, but is also from Greece and has been speaking to family and friends over the past few weeks. Angeliki, good evening.
Hello, Sam. Hi.
So what's the kind of gut reaction from your family and friends in Greece to this big news today?
It is disappointing news, and we've seen in the press, Greek press, not as much in the Greek press, but the European press, there's lots of talk about victory for the European Union, victory about the euro, victory in Greece because we have reached an agreement. Hopefully the banks will open and we can go back to business, if you like. But in the end, Tsipras has been humiliated. Greece was cornered, and this could prove to be a Pyrrhic victory for Germany.
But you know what's interesting is when you think about it, Alexis Tsipras, the Syriza party, was elected by the Greek people because of its strong anti-austerity measures. So the very thing it was elected for, it now hasn't delivered. But I mean, I suppose the question was, could it have ever delivered what it promised before election?
I think it's really hard because we are caught in a very, very difficult place. The question was, you know, do you want austerity or do you want uncertainty? And it seems that Tsipras and all the European leaders have not found an alternative to austerity in Europe.
How are your friends and family coping, though, Angeliki? We hear awful stories of whole families living on the pension of the granddad because no one can find a job, of mums being not to get medicine for their babies. I mean, awful stories. Are they okay?
My parents are okay. My dad is extremely worried about his pension because he's already had his pension cut by a third. Mm. And, you know, we're looking at reforming the pension system in Greece. In order to do that, you start with about 2.7 million pensioners who already have lawful pension agreements. So, you know, in Wednesday, what is going to happen, and people in Greece, I think, have not quite realised, is that there will be immediate retrospection. How is it possible to tell people that have been making contributions for 30 years that there will be more insecurity bringing them into despair, and that the national pension is going to fall to, what, 250 euros from 2017?
Yeah.
But, you know, 486 euros is a figure that I heard from 2030 onwards. This equates to £345 a month. Can anyone live, you know, no matter the cost of living in a modern Western Europe, can anyone live on €345 a month?
Okay, Angeliki, thank you very much. That's Angeliki Stoyer. Give us a taste of reality for what a lot of Greek pensioners are currently going through, and of course, Greeks of all ages.